AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Two police officers are dead in Mississippi. Three people are under arrest.
Two family members of our community have fallen.
Hattiesburg, Mississippi Mayor Johnny Dupree after police officers Benjamin Dean and LaCoury Tate were shot and killed during a traffic stop. Three people are in custody, two charged with capital murder, the other with being an accessory. Mississippi Department of Public Safety spokesman Warren Strain says the investigation is far from over.
Several pieces of evidence were collected at the scene and also at the three locations where the three individuals were apprehended.
Tate and Dean are the first Hattiesburg officers to die in the line of duty in more than 30 years. I'm Tim McGuire.
The threat of severe weather today not only includes the Plain States, it has spread to parts of the Midwest. A tornado was reported this morning in Delmont, South Dakota. It's not clear yet if there's any damage or injuries. Severe weather overnight left one person dead in Texas. Judge Rex Fields in Eastland County, Texas, says a tornado there did a lot of damage.
Just taking these homes and just taking them into pieces and blowing them out into the pastures, wrapped pieces of metal roofing up into trees.
Tornado watches and in some places warnings are up in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Iowa, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Minnesota. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says he's worried the Islamic State group is using social media to lure people in the United States to attempt terror attacks.
We could have little or no notice in advance of an independent actor attempting to strike. And so that's why law enforcement at the local level needs to be ever more vigilant, and we're constantly reminding them to do that.
Johnson was on ABC's This Week. The Coast Guard had to evacuate by helicopter a passenger from a cruise ship off the coast of Massachusetts. The man on the Queen Mary II had symptoms of heart and kidney failure. This is AP Radio News. Cuban leader Raul Castro visited Pope Francis today at the Vatican. The AP's Francis D'Amelio reports Castro thanked the Pope for playing a big role in improving Cuba's relationship with the U.S.
You know, the Pope has this policy of let's knock down bridges and have people reconcile. You get more mileage out of it. It's better for the world. And that was behind his move behind the scenes. Many letters were written to get the both sides, the U.S. And Cuba, closer together.
Francis will visit Cuba in September on his way to the United States. Britain's Prince Harry is in New Zealand.
Especially the Sky News.
He didn't fulfill his hope of seeing a kiwi in the wild, but he did get to see other native birds during a visit to a remote New Zealand island. Harry first traveled south to Stewart Island. Population, 378. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.